All right, we'll start 6 lines up from the bottom of Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, just to do a little chazorah, because the Gemara is going to continue from the Breita, the Tosefta that we saw yesterday, which is Tanur Banan. Bent Meim, Bent Orim. It's irrelevant whether the animal is kosher or not kosher. Every Minachai applies to it. That's Divrei Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eleazar. So that's their opinion, that it applies in both instances. Chachamim Ormim, Enel Heg Ela B'Tehorim. Every Minachai is only relevant by kosher animals. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They both learned it out from a same Pasuk. Rak Chazek Debilti Achol Adam, Ki Adam Hu HaNafesh, Velo Tochal HaNefesh Ima Basar. So the question here of what we are Mekish, the Ever Minachai too, we have a Isur of Dam, Rachazek Levati Achol Adam, Kadam Onafish. We also have Lot Chala Nefesh Ima Basar. So we also have Basar here. So which one do we connect the Ever Minachai to? And that is their Machloket. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar Sabre, Kosha Tam Mitzuve Al Damo. Any animal which you have a restriction from drinking its blood, that's kosher or non-kosher, Atam Mitzuve Al Evirav. Then you are mitzuveh not to eat Ever Minachai. Vani Tmeim Nami. These Tmeim, Hova Tamitzuveh Al Daman, since you are restricted from drinking their blood, Tamitzuveh Al Evarim, so too you'll be restricted from having Ever Minachai from these animals. Rabbanan Sabre, Lotuchal, HaNefesh Im HaBasar. The Pasuk they learned very similar to the way that we saw the Drasha by Alkein Loichul B'nei Yisrael Gida Nasheh. The implication is being that this item is Asur, but something else is mutar. So lo tochal nefesh, which is the Ever Minachai, ima basar, along with the basar. Ella, what should you be eating? Basar luchudei, the basar by itself. Kosher basaro mutar. Anything that is kosher to consume the meat, atav mitzuve ala beirav, then you have restriction against the Ever Minachai. Shkola en basaro mutar, anything that does not have a heter to eat the meat, means that there's some other restriction there already, you will not have an issue of an Isur of Ever Minachai. Obviously you have another problem, which is that it's a behemat me'ah, and you'll be chayav for eating a non-kosher animal, but Ever Minachai does not apply to that. So Gemara says, V'Rav Yehuda, Lema le'kra, Leite Isur Ever, Lichol al Isur Tuma. Why does Rav Yehuda need a pasuk at all to teach this? We just saw in the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, when it came to the Gidon Asher, when it comes to Isur Chamur, where Bnei Noach are noheg in such an Isur, that's considered an Isur Chamur, and he's willing to have Isur Chalal Isur be Isur Chamur. So why don't we say the same thing over here? Why does he need the Pasuk, the Hekesh in the Pasuk? Leite Isur Ever Minachai, Lichol al Isur Tuma, and let it be Chal on Isur Tuma. Why does he need a Pasuk to teach you that Ever Minachai is relevant by non-kosher animals? Just say, period. Ever Minachai is Noheg, ben Bnei Yoach, ben Bnei Yisrael. Jew, non-Jew, Ever Minachai is relevant. That makes it into an Isur Chamur. It's an Isur Chamur. And you already have the Isur of Tmeya, meaning non-kosher animal. Then, have it be chal on it, Shemkein Yisrael Noheg, ben Bnei Yoach. Because it's an Isur Chamur, just like by Gidon Asher, he says Gidon Asher applies to Behema Tmeya because it's an Isur Chamur. What's the Chumrah? That it's Noheg, ben Bnei Yoach. Say the exact same thing over here. That Ever Minachai should be relevant to Behema Tmeya because it's a Isur Chamur. What's the Chumrah? That it's Noheg, ben Bnei Yoach. Why says Eino Chanami? You're right. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns it. So then why do we bring the Pasuk? The Rabbi Elazar, for his partner. There were two people who had that opinion. It was Divrei Rabbi Yehuda vi Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda in Ochanami learns it out of Isur Chalal Isur because it's Isur Chamur. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar doesn't have that. Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Yehuda that in Isur Chalal Isur, but he doesn't have that exception of Isur Chamur. And therefore he'll need the Pasuk. Tanya Nami Yochu, we have a brighter that supports that. Every minachai noheg bibbehema chaya ba'of bitzmeya bentora. Doesn't matter if it's kosher or non-kosher. Shenemar rach hazek debuti achol adam. Kosher atam mitzuve al damo. Anyone who has a restriction on the drinking of its blood, that's kosher and non-kosher. Atam mitzuve al levirav. Then you have a restriction of every minachai. And that's case by a behema tmeya. V'choshi atam mitzuve al damo. I atam mitzuve al levirav. Anything that you don't have a restriction against consuming its blood. For instance, a chagav. You have dagim and certain other items where you do not have this restriction of blood. Then then you don't have a din of Ever Minachai, Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Who's missing from here? Rabbi Yehuda. This is said only in the name of Rabbi Elazar. So you see that this is brought down. The Pasuk is really the source for Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yehuda can have his source from the fact that it's Isur Chamor and it's Isur Chalal Isur. Chamim Amim, Enoheg Ela Bit Tehorim. Only by kosher animals is Ever Minachai. Don't eat the nefesh, don't eat the aver minachai, don't eat the live animal, along with the basar, the flesh. The meat itself you can eat. Kosher basar mutar, atam mitzuve alavirav. If you can eat the meat, then you have a problem with aver minachai. If you can't eat the meat, it's not mutar to you. Ain atam mitzuve alavirav. Then you don't have a restriction against aver minachai. But you'll have a problem of behemat mea again. You'll have a problem of being non-kosher animal, but you won't have a problem of eber minachai. Another opinion, this is a third opinion in the Braita. Rabbi Meir Omer, inoheg ela bebehema tihora bilvad. He's even more narrow than the Chachamim. Most of the Chachamim would say that it applies to any kosher animal, chaya, oaf, behema. Rabbi Meir says it only applies to behema tihora. Eber minachai is only relevant by behema tihora. So Amar Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amar Rav Chisda, Bitema Rav Yosef. Some say Amar Bar Shila, Amar Rav Chisda, V'itema Rav Yosef. So first we have Rabba Bar Shmuel saying in the name of Rav Chisda, some say Rav Yosef. Then we have Rabba Bar Shila saying in the name of Rav Chisda, some say Rav Yosef. V'amri lo Rabba Bar Simi, Amar Rav Chisda, that it's Rabba Bar Simi. So you can see that the confusion here is about which Rabba this was, whether it was Rabba Bar Shmuel, Rabba Bar Shila, or Rabba Bar Simi, Amar Rav Chisda, in the name of Rav Chisda, V'itema Rav Yosef. My time with Rabbi Meir. What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir? Amar Kral, the pasuk says, "Vizavachta mi bakarchal mitzonecha." So that's talking about meat of chulin. So Rabbi Meir, Amar Kral, "Vizavachta mi bakarchal umitzonecha." The pasuk that precedes this pasuk of "Rachazak levilti achol adam ki adamu anafesh lo tochal anefeshim basar" is preceded by the pasuk of "Vizavachta mi bakarchal mitzonecha." So there's a limit to what the reference of the pasuk is. The context in which this pasuk is written is in the context of mikarchal mitzoncha, which are behema tehora. So he says the din of Eber Menachai is limited to the context in which it's found, and that's mikarchal mitzoncha, which is behema tehora. So that's the reasoning behind Rabbi Meir. So now, Amar of Gidom Arav, machloket b'Yisrael. This machlok is between Rav Elazar, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only when talking about a Jew. Aval beben Noach, divir akol muzar al tmeim kitorim. But a ben Noach will have an isur of eber nachai both by kosher animals and non-kosher animals. Why? Because the logic of the Chachamim was, anything you can eat, then it has an application of eber minachai. If you can't eat it, then there's no eber minachai. But a ben Noach, he doesn't have any restriction. He can eat tmeah or he can eat tehorah. There's no restriction. Therefore, it's always basar mutar. The basar is mutar, then there's a problem of eber minachai. So Tanya Nami Ochi, we have a braita that supports that position. Eiver minachai ben Noach musar alav alat mehim kitehorim. When it comes to ben Noach, it's irrelevant whether it's a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal. Israel, any musar alah tehorim bilvad. A Jew is only restricted against the tehorim. So how do we know this is the opinion of the Chachamim? Because they say by Israel, it's limited to a kosher animal. So that shows you that it must be the position of the Chachamim. And they still say that by ben Noach, kosher, non-kosher, Eber Minachai applies. Ike d'amre, there's some that write in this braita, tehora, that it says, v'Yisrael ni muzhar, ela halah tehora. Torah being in the singular versus in the plural. The Chachamim believe that for a Jew, there's a restriction of chaya, of, and behema, which would be plural, any of those kosher animals. Rabbi Meir, if you remember, says that the only restriction by Eber Minachai is by behema tehora. So if you change it to the singular and say, v'Yisrael ni muzhar, ela halah tehora, then that would make it Rabbi Meir. If it says Ikedame Torah vir Rabbi Meir would be the author of this Braita, and yet he would still say that by Ben Noach it's irrelevant to Mea Torah. Ikedame Tehorim. Some say that it says Tehorim in plural in the Braita. V'Rabbanan, that's the position of the Rabbanan who say that Chayo Of and Behemah are problematic for Israel and Eber Minachai. Whereas for Ben Noach it would be also a Behemah Tmea. Amar of Shizvi, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also have a Mishnah in Tarot that says a very simple thing. The Mishnah in Tarot is dealing with Of Tamei and Of Tahor. The Mishnah lists differences. It has a list of differences of halachot between an Of Tahor and an Of Tamei. We are now, the Mishnah that we're quoting is about the Of Tamei. And in it it says, Achal Eber Minachai Mimena. If you eat an Eber Minachai from an Of Tamei, Eino Sofeg Arbaim. You do not get Malkot. Ve'ein shchita mitaharata. And shchita does not help this bird. V'amai. What are we talking about? Rav Shizvi says, what are we talking about? I'm trying to explain this Mishnah. Why would you have any shchita by an Of Tamei? Ilim of Israel, if you're talking about a Jew, pshita de'ein shchita mitaharata. Why should shchita help out for a Jew over here, because a Jew can't eat the meat anyway. Even if he did shechita on it, it has no bearing on this animal. So what do you want to suggest? There are two things that shechita helps you with. One is the ability to eat this bird, or eat the kosher meat. The other thing shechita does for you, is it takes away the shame nevela. It's not a nevela when you shecht it. So now maybe you want to suggest that for the Jew, okay, fine, it's not matar b'achila, but it should still at least make it tehora. So Rashi asks them, an Of Tameh doesn't have Tuma like that. So there's no reason to be mitaheret. But where is there a reason to be mitaheret? That's for a Ben Noach. Because a Ben Noach, he has to kill the animal before he eats it. Otherwise he can't eat it. Now, Shkita for a Ben Noach, we saw this earlier in the Masechta, that there's a difference for Shkita for a Jew and Shkita for a Ben Noach. Shkita for a Jew makes the animal kosher, even if the animal's still flopping around. Because Shkita is the matir for a Jew. For a Ben Noach, the matir is that the animal is dead. So if you have Shkita and the animal's still flopping around, then the Ben Noach can't eat it. We said earlier in the Masechta, when it comes to kosher animals, that it can't be that there's something more stringent for a Ben Noach than Yisrael. So therefore, if Shechita works for us, it's going to work for the Ben Noach as well. Over here, by Of Tameh, Shechita is not relevant for a Jew. So now when the Ben Noach does Shechita on the bird, and the bird's still flopping around, it's going to be problematic for him to eat that until it dies. And that's what it means, Ein Shechita Mitaharata. Ein Shechita, Shechita does not mean the end of life for it. It's not make it kosher to eat until it dies. So now, the Gemara says, "B'mayilim b'Yisrael pshito de'en shechita mitaharata elala b'bnei Noach." Talking about b'nei Noach and michlau da'asur. If that Mishnah is talking about a ben Noach, then we see that it says "en shechita mitaharata." Well, it means that you need shechita, you need death to make it kosher to eat. That means Eber Menachai would be problematic for a ben Noach. So you see that there is an Yisrael ben Noach from the Mishnah in Taharot. So Ramani bar Potish Rami Reisha Seifa. He helped this position of Rav Shizvi, but he just explained the Mishnah a little differently. Because what we didn't address was, why is the Mishnah say that Eino Sefeget Arabayim? When you eat Eber Menachai, you don't get Malkot. Umishane Reisha B'Yisrael. The Reisha is talking about a Jew. And therefore, by the Jew, if he eats the Of Tameh, Eber Menachai, Eino Sefeget Arabayim. He doesn't get Arabayim Malkot, why not? It's not kosher. That's what the Rabbanu just said before. You need an Of Beima or a Chaya Kasher. If it's Tamei, no Eber Minachai. There's Yisr Tameiah here, but there's no Yisr Eber Minachai. On the other hand, Seifa Ben Noach, the case of Shechita Mitaharata is talking about a Ben Noach, a non-Jew. And by a non-Jew, there is a problem of Eber Minachai by an Of Tamei. Just the Shechita doesn't help him. He has to wait till the animal's dead in order to consume it. So that would be the explanation of that Mishnah. But in explaining the Mishnah that way, you also help this Rav Shizvi's position, which says that I have a Mishnah that proves that Ben Noach is relevant by Eber Menachai, by Behema, Tameyah, or Nof Tameh. So now the Gemara continues. Rav's going to make a statement, and this is going to carry us through the remainder of the daf, which is the statement of Rav correctly? Correct. Am Rav, Eber Menachai tzarich kezayit. Eber Menachai has a minimum standard of kezayit, my taima, because there's achila aktivbe. It says, lo tochal ha-nefesh ima basar, achila. What's the minimum of achila? What's the standard of achila? Kizayit. So if the restriction of Eber Menachai has achila written by it, that means that Eber Menachai will require a kizayit to be chayav. So meiti rav Avram, achal Eber Menachai mimena enu sofeget arbaim. That's our Mishnah that we just brought before. It says, achal Eber Menachai mimena enu sofeget arbaim, ben shkita mitarata. V'isal kadatcho b'inan kizayit. Well, if you think you need a kezayit, typically the ka'achal kezayit. So let him say that he ate a kezayit. Why is it over here that you said that Eber Menachai is patur from arbaim? He doesn't get malkot. Now, if he consumed a kezayit to be chayav for Eber Menachai, then when he's not chayav for Eber Menachai, he's chayav for behema tmeya, for eating a non-kosher animal. So what must you say? You must say that it was less than a kezayit worth, and that's why he's not chayav. He doesn't get malkot for behema tmeya. But that means that it was less than a kezayit. And yet, the Mishnah thinks that he would be chayav for Eber Menachai in that case. Why is he not chayav? Because it's a Of Tameh. According to Rav, that's not the reason he's not getting Malkot here. It's not a Kezayit. That's why he's not getting Malkot. So how are you going to explain this Mishnah according to Rav? Where is this? Good Amar Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman says, we'll get to Rav Nachman in the daf today later on by another brayta that we ask from Rav, that it's bimashu basar, there's only a small amount of basar, but together with the gidim and atzamot, together with the sinews, the veins, and the bones, there is a kazayit word. So Al-Khanami over here, in our case, the mission is mashu basar gidim atzamot. So the requirement by Behemat Me'an Deveila is that you consume a kazayit basar to be chayav. That's not true by Eiver Minachai. Listen to the Isser. The Isser says Eiver Minachai. So Eiver Minachai means it can be an Eiver. It doesn't have to be basar alone. So it'd be in all parts of the Eiver. All parts of the Eiver mean basar, gidim, and atzamot. So they together can add up to a kazayit. So you would be chayav for Eiver Minachai, but you would not be chayav for Behemat Me'an or Neveila because you have less than a kazayit basar. So where it says, Tashma. Dama Rav, let's just stira in Rav Shita himself. Here we have Rav saying, Achal tzipor tehora b'chaya. He ate a live bird while it was alive. B'kol shehu. You only need a kol shehu to be chayav. B'mitata b'kzayit. After it's dead, when it's in a veilo, then you need a kzayit to be chayav. V'tmeyav, it's a non-kosher bird, ben b'chaya, ben mitata b'kol shehu. Doesn't matter if it's alive or dead, a kol shehu. Wait a minute, Rav just said to us, you need a minimum of a kazayit by Eiver Minachai. He just said here, first of all, buy a kosher bird, kosher for Eiver Minachai, and then buy a non-kosher bird, he said kosher for both for Eiver Minachai and for problem of Neveila. So my answer is that, Baal Chanami, same answer that we just gave before, but Mashu Basar. The Mashu we're talking about here is the Basar. But there's still a kazayit in the Eiver from the Gidim and Atzamot. There's a kazayit worth in the Eiver, it's just the Basar is only a Mashu. And the kosher that we're saying, that Rav's saying over here, is a kosher of Basar. Tashma, we have another bright, oh, that's a problem. Natal tzipor she'en bo kazayit. He takes a tzipor that does not have a kazayit worth of basar in it, ve'achalo. And then he eats it. Rabbi poter. Rabbi says, you're poter. Belazer be Rabbi Shimon mechayev. It says, you're chayav. And what you did here is you ate the whole bird. You didn't eat an avrim in a bird, you ate the whole bird. The bird itself does not contain a kazayit basar. Rashi says over here, the reason that the Brayta says it doesn't contain a kazayit basar is because if it had a kazayit basar, then it would be a kazayit basar minachai. There are two restrictions. We know there's a restriction of Eiver minachai. There's also a restriction of basar minachai. Basar minachai is any basar, meaning that if you have a kazayit with a basar, you're going to be chayav. So if the bird had kazayit basar, you would have been chayav for basar minachai. So now it doesn't have a kazayit worth. You eat the whole bird, you are patur according to Rabbi. Chayav according to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. Why? So Rabbi will explain his position in 1 second. Tosafot disagrees with Rashi and he says, the same reason we're going to give in a second for Eiver Minachai, why it doesn't apply to a whole bird, the same thing applies to Basar Minachai. And even if it had a kazayit worth, you also would not be chayav over here. So let's explain. What's their opinions? Amar Rabbi Elazar ve Rabbi Shimon kavachomer. Al Eiver Mimenu chayav kololo koshikein. If for one Eiver you are chayav, then certainly for the whole thing you should be chayav if you eat it alive. If one Eiver makes you chayav, then certainly the whole thing. Chanka v'achla, if you choked it, meaning it was dead, v'achla, and then you eat it, divrei hakol b'kzayit. Everybody agrees that you need a kazayit worth, because either it's a nevela of an of tahor, or it's talking about a of tamei, and there's a restriction of eating of tamei, eating non-kosher food. We said before that when it comes to nevela, and when it comes to Tmeah, that those require kazayit basar in order to be chayav. So everybody agrees you need a kazayit if the animal, if it's dead. So ad kan lo pligi, they don't argue here, other masavar bichayah le evarim omedet. Ad kan lo pligi, they don't argue here, other masavar bichayah le evarim omedet. While it's alive, le evarim omedet. That's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon's opinion. That both when it's dead, you're gonna cut it up into pieces, and when it's alive, it's also ra'oi for the pieces. That's what you think of the animal. You don't think of it as a whole animal, you think of it as pieces. So if you consume the whole animal, then you're going to be chayav for Eiver Minachai, because it still has a shame Eiver on it. Umar Savar Rabbi believes b'chaya lav le'evarim omedet. And people don't have in mind to eat pieces of an animal while it's alive. They look at the entity as a whole entity while it's alive, and therefore you will not be chayav for Eiver Minachai. This is where Tosafot says, you use the same logic by Basar Minachai. Basar Minachai, a person doesn't look at a whole bird as being a piece of meat. It looks like the entity, it's a whole bird. If it's dead, then you talk about the meat being taken off of it. So he would say, Tosafot disagrees with Rashi and says, if there was a kazayit worth, you still would not be chayav basar minachai, because when it's alive, you don't think of it in that way. Dekuli amamiya, everybody agrees, lo bein on kazayit. You don't need a kazayit over here. Nobody thinks you need a kazayit worth. It's just a question of whether it's considered Eiver Min HaChai or not considered Eiver Min HaChai. And this is where we saw Rav Nachman's statement originally, where we said before, we quoted it and said, just like Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Nachman b'mashu basar. You're true, everybody agrees here, we're talking about a mashu basar, but gidim v'atzamot. There's also gidim atzamot that bring it up to a kizayit. The Gemara asks, wait a minute. Mi ika mide de kule leit be kizayit basar, that the entirety of the animal, it is such a thin bird, a skinny bird that does in the whole body of the bird, there's no kizayit basar. Ubechad eiver ita kizayit v'mashu basar v'gidim atzamot. And then on one of its evarim, it has a kizayit worth with the meat and the gedim and atzamot. Meaning that the whole bird doesn't have a kezayit basar. But one aver, in one aver you can find a kezayit, the basar, gedim and atzamot. It seems like disproportionate. How could it be that the whole bird doesn't have kezayit basar, yet one aver has a kezayit with all the parts put together? So Amar Shavya, in. There is such a case. Bikalanita. The kalanita has this. He calls it, the kalanita was the blue-footed gull. So that's the bird that we're talking about. Where it says, wait a minute, Ema Seifa, that doesn't make so much sense. Chanko v'achla, if he choked it up and ate it, divrei akol b'kazayit, then the restriction is a kazayit. Well, wait a minute, how could it be a kazayit? V'ha kalanita oftamehu. The kalanita is an oftameh. So why is there a problem over here? When we talk about chanko v'achla, divrei akol b'kazayit, that sounds like it was mutar b'achila. The problem was that he choked it. If he had done shkita, it would have been fine. But the fact that he choked it is problematic. It's not a kosher bird. Why would that be the example in the Breita? V'amarav, tmeya, ben bechayeha, ben b'mitata, b'mashu. When it comes to an oftamei, we just saw Rav made a statement above, that when it comes to an oftamei, whether it's alive or whether it's dead, you only need a mashnu. Ella, ke'ein kalanita. Not literally the kalanita bird, but something that looks like the kalanita bird. Now, to your question, you asked before about the birya. Isn't it a birya? When we're talking about an oaf tahor, birya does not matter, because what is the restriction against eating an oaf tahor? An oaf tahor, there's either a problem of eiver min hachai when it's alive, eiver min hachai. When it's dead, what's the problem? It's nevela. But you're not chayam for nevela in oaf tahor until it goes into the beit ha'bliya. So over here, when you eat it alive, then there's no eiver min hachai. There's no problem with consumption of an oaf tameh, it's an oaf tahor. So birya has no bearing over here when you eat the whole bird, because the only restriction that you could be in violation of is the oaf tahor eating eiver min hachai. Eiver min hachai is not relevant over here. In terms of non-kosher animal, that's not relevant, because this is a kosher bird. So therefore, the only restriction is eiver min hachai, and if it's a birya, doesn't matter, because it's not an eiver min hachai. Birya is not relevant by eiver min hachai. The restriction is eiver min hachai. If it's already dead, it's a nevela, then birya won't matter either, because nevela is focused on kezayit basar. It's not worried about a bir. Birya is only relevant when it's alive, when it's a full being. When it's dead, and a nevela, as Rashi says, ein kan ele isu nevela, but nevela lo mechayv mishum birya o kezayit v'ina. That's why we need the kezayit when it's kanka.
So now, in summary, just to understand here, the reason that Rab said, achal tzipor tora b'chayah b'kolshu, why is a kolshu sufficient over there? That's because it's a birya. When you're dealing with a birya, doesn't matter what size it is, you ate something of significance, it would have a din of, quote-unquote, Eiver Min HaChai, which is talui b'machloket between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, but because it's a whole entity, therefore you're chayav, because it's a birya. Now, when it comes to mitata, after it's dead, you need a kezayit. You need a kezayit because then it's nepach, it's changed the isur from being Eiver Min HaChai to nevela. Now, nevela is something that happens later on in its life. And because of that, Rashi says, avalav de nevela leket lechiyuve mishum birya. Birya is not relevant by nevela. Because Yemini Shivreit, when the animal was created, lo haya leshem nevela. There was no din of nevela then. Nevela is something that happens later on. It's a tumah that comes into the animal. So the fact that it's a whole entity or a significant being has no relevance to nevela. And therefore, we're going to require a kezayit. On the other hand, tmeah, when we're dealing with it, tmeya, ben bechaya, ben b'mitata b'koshu, whether it's alive or dead, the same problem exists. The problem is that you're eating a non-kosher animal. A non-kosher animal, the restriction is against consuming either a kezayit or an entity that is chashuv. Therefore, birya will be considered significant both when it's alive and when it's dead, because that's what we're focused on. We're focused on the behemah tmeya, not on the issue of nevela, because there is no nevela by an oftame. So because of that, it's a koshu in both of these cases. On the other hand, when you talk about the bird that we spoke about in the machlokas between Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, over there, chanka, if you killed that bird and then you want to eat it, we're back to the issue of nevela by an of tahor. Nevela by an of tahor, birya, is not relevant anymore because it's an isur tum'ah that comes on later. And therefore, we're going to look for a kazayit basar, and that's why everybody agrees over there that there's a requirement of a kazayit basar. Then the machloket of Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon revolves around this issue of whether a whole entity is called Aver Min HaChai. Is the Easter Aver Min HaChai, and Aver is only relevant to an animal either when the Aver is pulled off or when it's dead, but when it's a whole entity, Aver is not relevant. That's the sheet of Rabbi. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, no, when a person sees this live animal, he thinks of it as in Evarim, because that's what the future of this animal is going to be, to cut up into Evarim. And therefore, it's a sword because of Aver Min HaChai. And then we had the Machloket HaRishonim between Rashi and Tosafot, that even when you have an entire birya, if you have an entire birya, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, you eat it, you're chayav for Aver Min HaChai, according to Rabbi, you're patur. What about if there's a kazayit worth of basar in that entity that you consumed, the entire being that you consumed? If there's a kazayit basar, Rashi says if there's a kazayit basar, you're going to be chayav for basar min achai, kazayit basar min achai. Tosafot takes issue with that, and he says the same reason that we say that by the whole bird you're not chayav for Aver Min HaChai, you're also not chayav for basar min achai, because basar min achai, people don't think of a entity as being made up of pieces of meat. Pieces of meat are only when it's dead, so you don't look at it even when it's alive. The Ri goes as far as to say that that's not only true in the position of Rabbi, but even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who says that over here, that Evarim are considered to be broken up when you eat the whole entity, he will agree by Basar that that's not the case. Because everybody agrees that Basar is only relevant after the animal is dead, not while it's still alive, even though Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is of the opinion that by Evarim, he would split it up while it's still alive. And the final point then, Rav, is that Kazayit is relevant by Nevela. Kazayit is relevant by Behemah Tamei'ah, or of Tamei, when you eat them, because those are Isurim of Achila. When it comes to Aver Min HaChai, Kazayit is relevant, but it's not all about the Basar, it's about the Aver. And therefore you can include in that Kazayit the Basar, that's Amot, the Gidim, it's not limited to Basar. So we take those all together, then we get a picture of the Gemara that we just did, a summary of the Shita of Rav that we just saw.
Alright, so now the Gemara continues. Amar Rava. So now Rava says, Im Tim Salomar Sava Rabbi, the Rabbi believes machshevet ochlim shma machshava, that a person can have a machshava about ochlim and change the status of the ochel. Then chishev ochlam aver aver, a person said, you know what, I'm going to eat this bird piece by piece. Then bachlakula chayav, and then he went ahead instead and ate it as a whole bird chayav. Because what's the reason that Rabbi says that by aver min achai, if you eat the whole bird, you're not chayav? Because nobody thinks of a whole bird as being aver aver. But here he did. He thought it was being aver aver. So what's the answer? If he eats the whole thing, now he's going to be chayav. So Amar Abayi says, Umi ikim midedi ochalei acher lo michayev. That if someone else ate this bird now, the same bird, someone else eats it, they won't be chayav for aver min achai because it's a whole bird. Vachalei hai. And then if this guy eats it, michayev, he'll be chayav. So here you can have a situation where the exact same bird for one person will be chayav for Aver Min HaChai, and the other one will not. Samalei, zelefi machshavato, zelefi machshavato. Enochanami, the Rabbah says, that's what it means. If you say that machshavat ochlim has bearing, then each one's machshava will have bearing on whether he's chayav or not chayav over here. Now Rabbah makes a similar statement in Rabbah Elazar ben Shimon now. If you believe that machshevet ochlim has bearing, he says, I'm only going to eat it after it's dead. I'll cut it up and have a piece after it's dead. And then he eats the whole thing while it's alive, patur. Because what's the reason that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that you're chayav Aver Min HaChai when you eat the whole bird? Because he says, even when it's alive, people think of it as evarim, think of it in pieces. But over here he's saying, I'm only going to eat it after it's dead in pieces. So here he made it clear that he's not thinking about it in pieces while it's alive. So Amar Le Abaye, again, Abaye challenges from the same perspective. If someone else eat this bird, they would be chayav. Because the default status is that people do eat it Evarim, and you would be chayav. And this guy eats it because he had this machshov that he only eat it after it's dead in pieces. Patur. So Amar Le, Rabbi responded, exactly. That's exactly what it means. If you say machshova is relevant by Ochlim, then each person's machshava will have impact over here. Right now we have a machloket about the source for Aver Min HaChai. It takes us back to the pasuk which we started the daf with. We'll start it out, and then we'll have to continue with this Gemara tomorrow. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lo tochal nefesh ima basar. Nefesh here being the Eiver Minachai. Ze Eiver Minachai, that's the source for Eiver Minachai. U basar basadeh treifa lo tochelu. Ze basar minachai and basar mina treifa. This is the source for basar mina treifa, because it says in the pasuk basadeh treifa. Now, u basar basadeh, that's basar chai. Because what is basar in the field? Basar in the field is basar minachai. So that's the source for the restriction against basar minachai and basar treifa. Shimon Lakish disagrees. Amar lo tochal nefeshim basar. That is the source for zever minachai u basar minachai. Because that is lo tochal nefesh. A nefesh being zever minachai and ima basar. So basar is relevant here. The nefesh of the basar. So basar minachai will also be problematic, according to him, from that pasuk. That's only basar mina treifa. That's what the pasuk deals with over there, slowly treifa. So the nafkamina will be, if you violate two of these surim together, it depends on your source. Achal eiver minachai ubasar minachai. If you eat eiver minachai and basar minachai together, Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you chayiv shtayim because they each come from a different pasuk. Eiver minachai is from lo tochal nefeshim basar, and basar minachai is from basar basadeh treifa lo tochelu. But according to Rish Lakish, Rishim Lakish enu chayiv la'achat. Because eiver minachai and basar minachai are both learned out of the pasuk of lo tochal nefeshim basar, so you only get one malkot. On the other hand, achal basar mina chai ubasar mina treifa. If you ate basar from a chai and a treifa, according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, chayav shtayim, because the source for treifa is basar basadeh treifa lo tochelu, and the source for basar mina chai is lo tochal nefeshim basar. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, eino chayav achat. He's only chayav one because there he ate something that has the same source. Ubasar basadeh treifa lo tochelu is the source of basar mina chai and basar treifa. Achala eiver minachai, basar mina treifa. If you eat eiver minachai and basar mina treifa, everybody agrees that divrei hakol chayav shtayim. But everybody agrees you chayav two, because everybody has a separate pasuk from that. Treifa is learned out of basar sadeh treifa lo tochelu, and everybody agrees eiver minachai is learned out of lo tochal hanefesh ima basar. So therefore, since you have two pesukim, everybody will agree that you get two sets of malkot over here. Okay, we'll stop over here and we'll continue with the Gemara's question tomorrow.